Welcome to everyone. Enough? So if anyone has anything from the past to speak to, so please feel welcome. Yes, please.
I have a question about energy fields.
Energy fields, uh-huh. Okay.
So you've said in the past that when great beings like Buddha and so forth attain enlightenment, there's no longer an entity, but the energy field remains,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
And yet, so it would seem that there would be no directing force to the energy field, but they seem to be directed. I mean, when we experience something like the Buddha, we feel that there's somebody there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's like very kind of like mystic, you know, mystic question.
Okay.
So answer will also be little mystic. So like, you know, somebody who doesn't believe in mysticism, you know, has not to believe, you know. Like,
okay.
And some people who really kind of, you know, there is like some feeling for mysticism, like some people really feel that. So for them, you know, it could be helpful answer. So like, if we look at plant, you know, so above the earth and under the earth, kind of, so you know, above the earth, you know, and then under the earth also is the plant, because here we can dig the earth, so we can see. Similarly, like, you know, life, you know, above the earth and under the earth. So these energy fields, they are kind of like under the earth, phenomena, we can say. And like your question is that when we come in contact with them, it feels some kind of direction. And you know, probably there is enormous love for us, and that seems direction, you know, like when we really reach them, there will be enormous love for our upliftment. So although they are not directing, but some kind of direction is felt, you know, because like we also somehow, in order to meet, like somewhere this love has to be deep enough to recognize, you know, to realize. So probably you know, like a like there will be like a pull, you know, kind of, you know, some things not evolved in us, they will be kind of like pulled. So it seems like you know, there is somebody want me to be kind of, it seems like, no, but actually it's like a, it's beyond, you know, anything. Like there will be certainly pull, you know, pull or help, you can say, whatever, however you want to say, and that seems like a somebody, you know, because certainly it comes out of enormous love to I think for all of us, for the whole, certainly kind of like really feeling that actually, every time I feel, tears come. So kind of, yeah. It's like good. Yes, please.
I'd like to follow up on that just because after the Buddha, after enlightenment had happened, he was still in. There was still his consciousness in the body.
Yeah.
Or a consciousness in
yeah.
the body.
Yeah.
So he could carry on acting in the body as long as he was in the body.
Yeah, of course.
But after he died or left the body, whatever one says, is it the energy? Could that still be active?
Yeah. No.
The energy that was once connected with his physical body, and then, although it's more than his body, after he died, after he left the body, could that energy field that once was, as it were like Buddha's energy field, to put it simply, could that still be active and contributing through this love that you're talking about?
Yeah, yeah, like, maybe, like, not active, like, if we kind of like from the active, we could feel that, Buddha has to do, I don't have to do, kind of, like there will be like a little misunderstanding. So, not in that way active, but certainly like as soon as we come in contact, like we have to make contact, like Buddha will not be making, his energy field will not be making contact. Actively means like also this energy field will make contact, but actually we have to make contact and then this help will be provided.
But does this not also apply even when he was in the body? We have to be active from
outside. Certainly also then, yeah.
So in a sense it's
but like maybe like when in the body there are like there few things, like if Buddha's body, I see somebody will fall, he will, act for that, do that, like while you are body, in the body, like you do something, actively, because of the need of, but not in the body, like Buddha cannot stop you from falling, like those things. Yes, please.
Based on your meditation the other day. So what I was hearing you say was sweetness and timid.
Sweetness and
timid?
Yeah, maybe softness, I was correct, like John corrected me, like timid, like softness, like if you can say softness instead of timidness, that will help like a lot.
Because as you were reading that, and since then, of this space that we are entering into, and aware of revelation, what that space is like, for example, spaciousness or purity, or whatever a dimension is in that space that reveals itself. What happens with me is that rather than staying in the revelation of what is, the space is pure, not as a thought, but purity. Vastness, whatever. Suddenly I'm there, but my mind then starts to go, oh my gosh, it's so vast. Oh my gosh, this is so beautiful. Then it becomes timid.
Yeah, then it becomes timid.
And I just shoot out. And so what I'd like to ask you is, could you offer a suggestion or a way so that the mind doesn't grab onto that actual experience and pull it out.
Yeah, my suggestion will be kind of like, you know, being watchful to mind and kind of suggesting mind, ah, maybe you can explain it later to me, you know. Kind of, you know, like, you know, just being very, very, very careful, because, you know, like catching mind before explaining and saying, ah, you know, you can explain me later, you know, 1 hour later. I will be happy to hear from you, kind of, you know, something like that. Yes, please. With the bad energy.
Bad energy?
Yeah.
And I feel something really heavy
in your head, yes.
And I was asking me how to put away this thing.
This thing, okay.
And I was doing that, it doesn't work. And it was the dog who comes, and I feel something who goes through my hand. And
to the dog, yeah.
And he takes it. Not at all, but almost. How to protect us from this kind of thing.
Yeah.
To not keep inside us, making it go away.
Yeah. So, like, one thing is like when you feel somewhere that, you know, there will be like some bad energy coming. So just like really, like coming back to your center, to your heart. You know, not going outside. That will be how you protect from the bad energy. And now, like, because, you know, this I think, you know, maybe tomorrow you will receive a note, and then I will do something, you know, for this. And your name is?
Ariana.
Okay, thank you. Any more questions? Yes, please.
When you say going back to your heart, do you mean through meditation?
Yeah, like, otherwise, you know, how you will contact, you know, like the heart can only be contacted, you know, through meditativeness, you know, like really, really being in the heart.
Okay.
No, if you have any other way, yeah, we will really welcome, you know. Yeah, okay. Thank you. So that means I am allowed to bore you from reading Hindi. Is this kind of allowance from the group? Okay. Thank you. I will be very happy to do though. So Kabir singing today, अपने घट दियना बार उड़े, नाम का तेल सूरत के बाती, ब्रह्म अगिन उद्गार उड़े, जगमग ज्योत निहार मंदिर में, तन मन धन सब वार उड़े, झूठी जान जगत की आशा, बारंबार विसार उड़े, कहें कबीर, सुनो भाई साधो, आपन काज संवार उड़े. Kabir decided to talk like Buddha today, you know, like, and he's saying, be your light unto you, kind of, you know, same thing as Buddha said at the end, you know, be your light unto you. So he's saying like, lit inside you, kind of, you know, like little different, but kind of asking us to also in between he's using this word ghat. Ghat means, you know, like this pot made of clay, but he's referring like our body as pot of clay, and like lit, you know, because he's saying like the way he's saying, like, looks like a, some activity is needed, you know, something you need to do to be your own light. Kind of a like, certainly, like, you know, some, there is a, you can say, some people say that, you know, you are that light anyway, you know, kind of a, you need not to do anything to be that light because you are already that. But Kabir is defining like Diana Baru. Baru means like, you know, you have to really lit, you know, you have to do something in order to have that light. So this is like a, and then what he is asking us to do, saying, Naam ka tel surat ke baati, brahma agin udgaru re. And how you can lit yourself, you know, not into fire, so just litting yourself into light, kind of thing. And like, you know, Kabir really speaks of, you know, this path of knowledge, but like having a heart of a devotee, kind of, you know, like this is like a very difficult combination, you know, like really speaking of knowledge, but having a heart of a devotee, and so this is why it's like a little bit. So saying Naam ka tel, you know, you really have to have oil of I love name, and from name, like any name will not work, like, you know, actually. From that name, if you also really feel connected to, kind of like if name is not only name, you know, if name is to kind of point out something, you know, like say sweet. So if somebody has not eaten sweet, you know, sweet for that person will be very different than sweet for that person who has eaten. So this is why, like he's saying, like Naam ka tel, you know, you really have to have a name. But not only name, you know, like behind this name, some experience behind this name, like only sweet will not work, you know, like first you have to eat sweet and then sweet, you know, that kind of sweet, that kind of name will work. So what is needed is isle of a name, and name is not only name, you know, name is also something more than the name, like a, where you can relate to, like a, like say this system of inquiry, like which Ramana said. So he said, ask the question, who am I? But for him, he really knew experientially that there is something beyond the body. Like this was his experience. So when he's asking same question, he really knows for what I am asking. You know, like he really has this experience beyond the body. And he, when he's saying, who am I? It's not the way we are saying, who am I? Like, because we can keep on saying, you know, five lifetimes, who am I, who am I? And it is not going to work. In his case, it worked because he already knew something he was referring to, kind of, you know. What is that? Even when I died, which was alive, kind of, you know, in another way, like in my way, I'm just putting, not his way. So, similar thing Kabir is saying, like, you know, you really have to have something, you know, a name, but not only name, you know, something beyond the name, which you can refer to. And then, surat ke baki. Surat means you know, there is like this physically, you know, like there is like this body-mind kind of a system, and there we have this memory, like in this body-mind system, we have memory. And this memory, like we know that when we, like many times, even when you are awake, it still doesn't, you know, many times you keep on trying to remember and you don't remember. So it's not all the time with us. Also when you sleep, you know, it's somewhere, but not in contact with you. And surat means like something which is not part of memory, which is not like one example could be, but is also not the appropriate example. But example could be that, like when you go for swimming, and you go 3 years after swimming, and you don't have to think about it, and swimming happens, kind of like as soon as you go in the water, kind of somehow. It's not same memory as other memories, you know, like it's still part of the body, like it's still, but if something like that can be, which doesn't belong to body, doesn't belong to the systems of body, so that will be called surat, that will be called, you know, I have been using this word remembrance. And it's also kind of remembrance is also goes with the memory kind of, like generally, but like something we can say it's remembrance, is but it's not part of the memory, kind of. It's not.
Recognition?
Yeah, we can say recognition, yeah. Recognition, yeah. Will be recognition, yeah. Yeah. So, like you know, he's saying like you have to have the Isle of Name. Name means where you can refer to something, you know, where you can really, it's not only word, also referring to something and recognition of who you are and like in this recognition, like, you know, if you have fallen into recognition, what Kabir is saying, so there will be like a, you know, because it's very alive, you know, very you know, I think it's empty of anything we know, and it's full of, like, you know, like in one way, you know, if you are using this emptying way, it will be like felt as empty. But 1 second later, you know, it's like a, it's fullness, kind of, you know, like, kind of like, you know, because you are emptying, so when everything is out, it feels like empty, but spending 1 second, it's really full, you know, like you, kind of a, it's very difficult to contain, you know, kind of like, very difficult to, you know, it's like a, you know, really fire, you know, not this fire, you know, which can burn, you know, like some. So Kabir is saying like, you know, if you have this name, not, which also you have reference to, and this like remembrance, which doesn't belong to physic, like to body mind, and then only this fire, you know, this fire will be found, which will be enabled to lit yourself, you know, like you will be enabled to kind of you know, lit yourself, we can say, you know, it's because yourself is not there, you know, so, but somehow, you know, lit yourself. So Kabir is saying like, this is what is needed, like you really need say in example of Ramana, like he really felt something beyond the death. So that will be like the kind of name, you know, like name means really experiencing something and knowing, and then because that, this experience cannot timid, cannot go low, you know, because it is not experienced in time and in space. Like this experience cannot happen in time and space, so that's why it cannot go low. It will always be same, you know, like even, you know, I can only speak 25 years. Even 25 years later, it's like same, it has same, like everything, like no timid, you know, like no timidness has happened to that. So, probably, you know, like I guess, you know, that it will always be kind of, even, you know, 25 years later, it will be the same. So, so Kabir is saying that really having that, and then like this remembrance, you know, will always keep on being same, you know. There will be no, like with memory, you know, it really goes low, low, kind of, you know, there is some kind of like, low happens, but with this, there is no low, kind of, it's not in time and space. So something which is not in time and space, this rule of decay doesn't apply there. Kind of, no. The rule of decay applies if something is in time and space. And because it is like a, it is fire, it is aliveness, it is life. So saying like certainly you will find that fire of life, you know. So that's how you will be your own light.
Saying then that you have to have this experience or this remembrance that sometime or other you have to,
yeah,
you have to be there.
Yeah. Like, you know, that's what he's saying, like, you know, how to be, like, you know, your own light, like these will be the needful, you know, like what is needed to be your own light is that experience. And then, you know, that will experience will stay as kind of, you know, always alive. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, going to that, there will be like this fire of, you know, like the not really fire, you know, like something you know, like in meditation, like many times, like energetically we feel, you know, that energetic part of meditation. And, but what happens like when we come out, that is lost also. So it's not like, you know, like if something like that, that will be like in a very, very low volume will be like the lowest. But something like that, like always, you know, felt always. So that is calling fire, that, you know. And then he's describing, Jagmag Jot Nihar Mandir Me Tan Man Dhan Sab Vaar Ude. And like, you know, for one of those experiences, he's saying like you will feel it's worth to to give everything what you have, like, you know, even you will feel it will be worth, even, you know, not in a suicidal way, you know, like, even to let go of your body as well as all belongings you have, you know, that one experience will be so fulfilling that you will feel that it's worth to give everything for that. Jhooti jaan jagat ki aasa barambar visar. And of course, like, for that, you really have to, he's saying, like, you have to continue as long as it takes, you know, there is no time frame, you know, time frame is as long as it takes. You cannot think that, you know, I can plan for that, you know, it's not possible to plan, so you really have to go in that way, that as long as it takes, and keep on as long as it takes. Kahe Kabir, suno bhai sadho, apan kaaj samvarule. And Kabir is saying, like, having done that, or having given chances for that, you know, like, when you will be light unto you, you will feel it's worth, you know, like, you will really feel that you have done worth, you know, you know, it's not that you will not feel that, you know, like, you have lost, you know, anything. So he's saying, like, certainly, kind of like Kabir, as someone having experience, is saying that I can assure you that at the end you will not feel that you have lost. You will feel that it has been worth to do what I have done. Any questions, please?
Mm-hmm. It's the as long as it takes part. Mm-hmm. That's it. While you're doing it, you don't have it.
Yeah.
And so it's long.
Yeah.
Long.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's why, you know, kind of love works. Like, the love for it. Like, somehow really trying to find love works. Because otherwise, I think there is no other way, you know, like, any other way other than love will not help. Yes, please.
If I say love, like, in support, love for something deep in oneself.
Yeah, deep in oneself. You know.
And then this experience, or whatever we call it, maybe experience isn't quite the right word, but excuse me, the recognition of this place, or whatever. Can a motivation be like a little 1% taste of it every now and again?
Yeah.
That can help us to carry on.
Yeah, you know, certainly, you know, there are many, many like that, those things, you know, which really helps to carry on. You know, something like you really feel like going off, today is the last day I'm meditating, and then something happens, and then you carry on. Kind of, you know, this is like a funny thing, you know. Many times you feel, this is the last retreat I'm doing, you know. This is the last day I'm meditating, after that I will not. And then something like a drop drops, And then you continue again. You find yourself signing, you know, looking in website, signing another kind of retreat. So, you know, it's little funny, you know, but this is how it happens.
Use the love to work.
I'm not really getting you.
Like, is the love only useful so that we don't give up? Is that the only thing you can?
Yeah, kind of like a, you know.
Could you repeat the question?
Yeah. Like she's saying, like, is the love, like, useful, you know, you are saying?
Yeah, in what way is the
love? Yeah, kind of like, you know, like when you have, like, love, you know that it always kind of motivates you.
That's the only thing.
Like, you know, if you know any other, you know, I will be happy to say
no,
that
I
also. No, it looks like, you know, that way the motivation comes having love, you know, love for. Yes, please.
So you used the example of sweets for the word, and I was thinking of if you use the word God, if you don't have a definition of God, then you can't use the word God.
Yeah.
And so, like, for example, for me, when I think of God, I think of a source of some sort. It doesn't have any name or any association. But some people might think of Jesus right away.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
So is that, you know, how people, like, have of different faiths, maybe it's Muhammad, maybe it's whoever it is, but you can still access that in the name of whatever that is for you,
And certainly
still be lit in this way.
Yeah.
So if somebody, and you say the word God, somebody like who's never tasted a sweet, who doesn't have any memory or experience of God, then
it will not work.
This person isn't going to choose probably to even try to access to be lit.
Yeah, certainly. So you have to have something, you know, like with that, not only word. I have to go to bathroom. Thank you. So with that, with the second, yeah, just 1 minute, I have to answer you, like, you know, not half. So like with the second, like your question, like with God, actually, like it can also, like in Yoga Sutra, Patanjali says, like, Ishwar Pranidhanatva. You know, there can be a way that you have to use concept of God, but then give birth to that. You know, it's not like only concept of God will not work. Through the concept of God, you can give birth to your God. And then that will work. Kind of. So it's kind of like I have only said half, so, you know. And, yeah. Yes, please.
Just a concept for the mind.
Eh?
Is it just a concept for the mind?
In the beginning, it will be a concept for the mind. But then you have to kind of conceive the concept. Kind of, yeah, like that. By conceiving, you will experience God. Like it has to be conceived, and you know, like stomach will grow. You know, kind of like it, as you know, with any conceiving, you know, stomach grows, and then you know, something. So something like that will happen. Like you know, a concept being conceived, and then life takes care, you know, and then something like some experience come. Yeah, please go ahead. Like because like what happens, like you know, like we really like at some point we really have to have a concept. Other than we don't have other than a concept anything. So in Yoga Sutra, Patanjali says that also works, but certainly it will take time. You know, he says that Ishwar Pranidhanatva. You know, there can be a way. If you conceive the concept of your God, you know, your God, and conceiving that, also giving birth, so then it will be not a concept anymore. It will be like your experience, you know, your Jesus, your Muhammad. Because you have given birth to Jesus, to Muhammad, having conceived that, and then it will work. Then it's not a concept. That's what I'm saying now. In the beginning, it will be a concept. But when you have conceived and, you know, given birth to, then it will not be a concept anymore.
Along that line, you started out talking about the name, right?
Yeah.
So with that view, like, the experience comes with the name, like it's alive.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to be some form of God.
Yeah, something, you know, like, yeah.
If you're a bhakta, it will be some form
yeah,
of God.
Yeah,
is okay. That the same as this, with the concept?
Yeah, it is. Like, you know, any concept, you know, like, has to be given birth to, you know, not only concept.
So if the experience comes with a name at the beginning,
then
it's already given birth.
It's already, you know, you have given, you know,
okay.
Like this process, you have gone through the labor pain, you know, already,
oh.
Yeah. Like is without going through labor pain, you know, is no way, kind of.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes, please. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm not sure that I understood everything,
mm-hmm.
but like you were saying that there is this strength that is pushing you in your research is love.
Okay. Yeah.
And why cannot it be just simply pure curiosity or willing of knowledge?
Certainly, but like, you know, if you remember curiosity, you know,
yeah.
Like, you know, it works for a couple of days, you know, and then it turns into something else. Like, curiosity, you know, has no long life.
But there's no limit to curiosity, I think.
No, but then you will change to something else. kind of curiosity, you know, as I understand, mm-hmm. is kind of, you are curious about something and, you know, you...
To know.
Yeah. No, maybe then it's not curiosity, you know.
Okay.
Like it's, you really, I will say you have love for knowledge. Kind of, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. If we agree, kind
yeah,
of.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like, because curiosity for me, you know, it works for couple of days, then you, you know, you find something else, then you find something else.
Yeah.
But love kind of, you know, stays with you.
It's not just love for the environment or love which you want to share with, it can be also love for just knowledge.
Love for knowledge, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Of course, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Could also say love for the truth then.
Also, love for the truth, you know, like it's...
I was thinking of her.
Yeah, 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 love for the truth, yeah. Love for the knowledge, love for, you know, like something, some correspondence, you know, from in, within, like alive correspondence, you know, not mental, you know. Like that's why I'm saying love, you know, because mind, you know, goes on and off. Like we know, every day, you know, it goes on for something, then it's off. So this continuity is very important part. And this is why love will work. Please.
I'm confused about the name. Like,
yeah.
Why do we need a name for the experience? For the name and then the experience. And so can it first be the
experience
and then the name?
Then you know, like you have to, yeah, it could be that way. Like first experience and then you name it. It could be you name and then name brings the experience, you know,
and
both ways.
It could be experience and no name. Like what happens if there's an experience?
Because without name, you know, how you are going to tell me, you know? Like when you have to say, what will you say, you know? Experience is also a name. Like something, like some expression of that, some way. Name means like some kind of expression, you know, what you are giving to your experience.
I find that the hard part.
Hard part?
Yeah, like when I was really young, I had an experience of
mm-hmm.
something that I couldn't name.
Mm-hmm. Name it. Uh-huh. And now still you feel that it's same or you can name now?
Uh-huh.
But you can relate. But you know, if you have to, like, you know, try me to relate that, you know, how will you do? Kind of, you know, alone, you know, it works. Then you know.
That's my question. Does it work alone?
Yeah, it works alone because no. Like, alone it works because you know that. But when you have to speak, you know, because it's like the book is to share, kind of. So when you have to share that same thing, you know, somehow you have to say, you know.
Is it necessary to say?
No, it's not necessary, but like, I think as human we really want to share things. So if we have to share, then certainly, somehow, you know, you have to find a way to, you know, to convey to me. Yeah, like, you know, there is a way, like, you know, you can just, you know, kind of show that to me. Like, so it means like, you know, your face expression can speak to me. You know, there is this way. But maybe many people, you know, like your parents will not understand, I'm sure. Huh? So, you know, like, and I think it's still because you haven't found name, so that's why you are not trying to convey to your parents. No. It's not that, like this.
I don't think my parents will understand it.
Okay. Yeah, so something like, you know, like if you have to convey to them, you know, then I think, you know, you will try to find some way. Because you said, okay, you know, I don't want that. I don't want to talk to them. I'm not saying that you are not talking, you are talking. But in this kind of, in this subject, you are not talking. So that's how, this is why it worked for you. Otherwise, you will really try to find some way to speak. No?
So you're saying it works without a name?
Yeah. It works, right? Without a name, it really works. But when you have to speak to your parents, you know, it doesn't work without a name. Yeah, please.
I want to ask about the spiritual path mm-hmm. where you have to sacrifice things.
Mm-hmm.
What is the place of conscious morality, like Siddhartha leaving his family, causing them a lot of pain?
Yes.
And do you have also to sacrifice this? Or
kind of, you know, it really depends on situations, you know. It's not like a rule. You know, like, situation might be that, you know, you have to sacrifice something. And there has been people who have not sacrificed also. So it's not like only way to sacrifice. You know, if you could manage without sacrificing, I think, you know, that is better.
Compromise.
Some kind of compromises has to be made, you know. Like something has to be kind of, because, you know, like certainly, like, you know, as, you know, her parents will think that she should work, you know, in a big company or kind of a small company, and she is sacrificing that, you know, she is not making them happy, so this is a sacrifice, you know. And some other, you know, people are here whose parents say, okay, you know, take this money and go to India. Also, so it depends on situation, you know, in which situation you are. If you have parents who really give you money, or parents who say work for a big company.
You have to make your own
choice. Certainly, you know, like this is own choice, you know, like it's your own choice. And you have to really see how can you use your kind of best ability in your situations. Yeah, please.
How to find a place to love and respect the situation and not just be angry with the situation.
Yeah, kind of like, you know, you can, if you can see that not many people understand what you are going through, then you will not be angry with people, you know, because you know that not many people understand you, you know, like only few people, you know, like only this room understands you. So then, you know, there will be less chance to get angry with people. You know, it's not, they are not against you, but they don't understand, you know, they feel that you are spoiling your life, you know, you have to go to school, you know, you have to, you know, kind of something, you know, many, many things. So just, you know, then forgiveness will come.
So what Gabby was saying,
mm-hmm.
I always have the feeling that, like, the experience has some connection to the culture I'm coming from,
mm-hmm.
and then the name is according to it.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel, tell me if it's true, but about, like, around us, many people coming from a not religious
mm-hmm.
background, so the experience are not so connected to Krishna, God,
yeah.
And then it's harder to name it.
Yeah, but like somehow, you know, like when you have to share, you know, when you have to speak, like somehow you have to say something. So from name he means like some way of expressing it.
So I'm going with this line, like, also I'm feeling and I'm asking, like, but in the West, it's somehow harder to people kind of to go to this place of, like, just give it a name or even experience something. Which is
Certainly, you know, like, it's harder. And that's why India is easier, you know. That's why we try to be in India.
Like, is there anything, like, to do about it?
You know, it will be kind of, like, very difficult, I think, difficult, you know, unless... You know, it's like somehow like the whole culture, you know, has to be sifted, and that takes, like, you know, longer time. So if you are happy to do that, you know. You know, it really takes, like, the, for a culture to develop, it takes longer time, you know, at least four kind of, you know, like your son, grandson, and kind of, no, that much time.
But do you think, do you have a feeling that the West will have this, we're going back to this place again?
You know, it looks like, you know, because it's really, you know, I think, you know, people not going, but really thinking about it, you know, people are kind of, you know, like, you know, I know many friends, you know, they say, like, seeing the life of their parents, they say, ah, if this is life, I don't want to live, kind of, you know, like, many people, like that. So certainly, some good signs.
There is hope.
There is always hope, yeah.
To
the experience.
Yeah. And the oil is the experience, and is it also like what kind of helps us kind of absorb the path, like become the path?
Yeah. Yeah, kind of, you know, like that liquidic aliveness, you know, which really kind of stays with us, like in Israel as well as in India, in UK also. Yeah, also Australia, you know.
So then this name that he's referring to isn't necessarily, like, I feel like, just to me, like, what happened to me is immediately you said God and then it gets put on God, but this name can be Dharma, can be love, can be truth.
Any name, that's why. Yeah, that's why he says name, you know, not because, you know, it, like, everyone will have a different feeling for, you know, for something else. So then everyone has a chance. You know, if he says Krishna, then only I have a chance, you know, nobody other than me. So kind of he's very wise, I think, in that way. Yeah. So feels like time to keep quiet.